Hey, this is Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and you're listening to TortureCast.
You're listening to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants, with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is TortureCast.
Standing on time, not gonna stop. We came to play. Ain't slowing down. We're here to stay. And we're stomping on whatever's in our way. I'm feeling like a giant tonight.
Welcome, everybody, to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. My name is Willie Dills. We are back at Zeke's.
Yes.
Of course, joined by co-host Chad King. What's up, Chad?
What's going on? Hey, look, Matt Cain beat Max Scherzer.
Debatable.
Well, no, he didn't really beat him.
He didn't get the W.
But the Giants won.
The Giants won. His start.
That's all that counts.
It was Matt Cain's start, and it was Max Scherzer's start, and we won the game.
He beat Strasburg before that.
Yeah.
So, like, what the hell is going on after a four-game sweep to the hands of the Cubs? Because that's all Jen Cosgrove's fault?
I am not accepting the blame for the Midwest slump.
You were in attendance for, like, three of the four games.
So whose fault was it? It's one of yours.
We can blame Allie.
You guys were there.
Allie and I went to 5 baseball games.
He lost every single one, right?
3 Cubs and 1 White Sox, and California teams went 0-5 in those.
By the way, Jen Cosgrove is with us.
California slumping.
Smartest person I know.
And we have another guest with us. Introduce yourself, sir.
I am Juan Huerta.
Juan?
Very Mexican.
You work with Jen.
Yes, sir.
It's good. We like everybody to go ahead and racially profile themselves as we start. Yeah. We need to know everyone.
Experienced video producer from the Bay Area.
Chad, I'm white.
Yeah. Hi, Willie, white.
Jen. Super Irish over here, so super white.
Hey, Catholicism, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, yes, Juan Huerta.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we were in the press box tonight, and Giants had a rough go of it at the beginning of this stretch of, what was it, 26 games against teams over 500.
Yes.
Jen, you personally got to view the beginning of this catastrophe because you were in Chicago. You went to, so it was a 4-game series.
I didn't go Thursday.
Oh, you didn't go Thursday.
We went to the Brewers game Thursday.
Just 3 games.
Okay. And what happened?
The pitching. Like, I don't think a starting pitcher until PV on Sunday went more than 4 innings.
Oh, my God.
PV went 5.
That's like a good PV start.
And only gave up 2, right? And it was just like rejoicing everywhere for
Giants
fans.
That's what we were expecting out of PV at this point.
I mean, the bullpen is so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not sure how Pontes' arm hasn't fallen off. I feel like
he's thrown a lot of innings.
Roughly 1 billion innings.
Uh-huh.
That's about right.
I think it's 1 billion in
a third.
This bullpen is just exhausted.
They look good tonight, though.
It really showed on the road trip because it was back-to-back-to-back-to-back games where they had to come in and pitch at least 4 innings.
Well, they had a day off, and Vogel surprisingly ate some innings last night.
Yes. Yeah. No, that was great.
That was a great Vogel song.
So you can see when you have, like, 2 days of normal relief.
Well, really, we're missing Leak, like, a lot right now because Leak was supposed to come in and soak up innings, and now he's,
And I hear he's on schedule to come back.
Yeah, he's fine. Apparently, he's going to miss 2 starts.
What's his name, Bobby? GM said... Bobby Evans said that he'll be back after this last start.
Well, and we were talking about this earlier, and Bogey has both of his starts now, and he lost one and he won one. So, to be honest, you can't expect Leak to act, to win both starts. You can't. So going 1-1 is fine.
Yeah.
Now, if you went 0-2, you say, that's the deal.
Yeah, so technically,
that's
we didn't lose anything over this. Yeah. Period.
No, exactly.
But we did lose Vogelsong as a long inning relief man.
Yes.
While this was happening.
But you have Osich.
But he's not really he's only really pitched like 1 inning here, 1 inning there type of guy.
Well,
but he hasn't failed
too.
Yet.
Like it's.
He's done good.
Yeah.
They've had to keep.
You got a bunt down tonight. That was
so
awesome.
So many arms like in the bullpen. Like it's really. But it's been so hard on this staff to have
bring back
to have
my cheese, what
two
you're
long inning relievers like. It's just been so draining on this bullpen but that's to, have
why,
to have that.
That's
like,
why you keep an arm like Vogelsong. He's not the pitcher he was.
By the way, if Vogelsong's in the bullpen, are you allowed to ever talk to him? Or is he just like, I must always be ready?
Bogey. I mean, at minimum, even though he's not the pitcher he was, even like last year, he's still going to give you 100%. He's a bulldog.
He's ready to go.
He's going to give you everything he's got. So
I was actually listening to Romo this morning on Murph and Mac, and Romo was saying the same thing. He was like, no matter what, with Vogelsong, at least you know he's going to come out, he's going to give you an effort.
Yes.
Like, he's never going to come out and just, like, completely shit the best. He's always going to, you know.
So he's in a bullpen? Yeah, he's going to be in a pissy bullpen because he's expecting to
pitch. Nobody cares more than him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. He cares very much.
Yes.
Very, very much.
A bowl of cereal into, like, a mirror kind of cares.
Backwards hat, looking mean.
So, okay, so that was terrible. I'm sure that the whole trip sucks because of that, right? Like, Chicago in the summer.
How dare I enjoy Wrigley?
Chicago in the summer, the worst.
ATM cupcakes is all I'm going to say.
We found a cupcake ATM, right? And it was the most saying. Glorious thing in
Chicago
human
has that over San Francisco.
So how do they...
Thank you, 2015.
Wait. It sounds like a cupcake vending machine. What makes it an ATM?
You go... So it's like... Sprinkles is like this chain of cupcakes place. And then they have an ATM outside for when Sprinkles is closed, and you go up and they have a touch screen that comes up and you pick your flavor, and there's like 15 to choose from. You pick one and then you swipe your card, and then like suddenly like a little thing in the wall opens and there's just like a little box.
And then magical morsels appear.
I think we should go to the Japanese system of vending machines for everything. So we should have beer.
Cupcakes,
clearly.
Medium rare steaks.
We were coming from
other
a bar, and we demanded that they take us to the cupcake ATM.
Oh, my God.
And they did.
Bacon ATM. Weed. How's no one thought of that in the
bacon
market?
ATM.
To be fair, at U.S. Cellular, they sell bacon on a stick.
That's all I want.
It's one of, like, I loved Wrigley.
Bacon, like, wrapped around a stick?
No, literally,
you know,
just
better
bacon
is wrap
on
around
a stick.
Bacon the stick should be made of meat. Like,
I'm fine with that.
I wouldn't leave right now if I knew there was a machine where I could get bacon.
Yeah, we have beer here and peanuts and everything. If they had bacon on a stick here, I'd be buying it right now.
Also, at USL, we were very sad because we didn't get clubs. Somehow, okay.
You had to sit with all the plebs.
It sounds bratty to say that we were sad that we didn't get club seats. My uncle runs a nonprofit, and he currently in Marin, but he worked a lot, like, for many years doing nonprofit stuff for the A's, and so he knows a lot of people in baseball. I saw him the Monday before I left for my trip, and he was like, do you have your White Sox tickets yet? And I said, no. He said, text me this week, and I'll... leave you some free tickets at will call. I was like, okay. So he showed up on Monday, and the guy was like, oh, you guys have Robin Ventura's seats tonight. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
He got knocked out by Nolan Ryan, right?
That's the guy who hit a grand slam single?
I mean, the manager. So we were sitting maybe 20 rows behind home plate.
Nolan Ryan hitting him on the top of the head.
That's right.
And the seats were beautiful and wonderful.
Oh, but shout out to Shane and Ruben, who ran into one
Clay
Thompson
at a White Sox game.
Oh, his bro. He's doing big things.
He's playing for the White Sox, right?
Yeah,
but none of us knew that. And then my friend was there, and she
Shane
was like,
Ruben, very talented writer.
So Clay Thompson is just hanging out in the bleachers at the White Sox game by himself. I was like, I don't know why.
And by the way, that was a majestic video of his brother hitting his first home run. Yes.
That was like a couple days ago, right?
The silent treatment.
Yeah, that's right.
Just pretending
and
to high-five.
He lived it up.
Everyone
he was high-fiving everybody he could.
I want to ask you guys something about the topic of the day. Everyone's looking when the big news is going to come down about Chase Utley.
Sounds like it's just not even going to happen.
It's been 2 days. I don't think it's going to happen.
They made an offer, they said. Yes. And then... now some of these other teams are more interested in offering more. Honestly, what do the Giants have to really offer? Like,
Utley really wants to be an everyday player. He doesn't want to go someplace he's going to be a backup. And the Giants have Panic. Like,
here's the deal.
They're going to pick Panic over Utley. And Utley is batting 200. Like,
he's not the hitter he was. I don't know what's going on with Panic's back. I don't want it to be a situation where they're rushing this kid's back because that's going to screw him up for his whole career. I'd rather sit him the whole year.
Oh, my God.
He's a... Okay, I don't know if everyone heard that. It was funny, apparently.
Something was funny.
Post-Giants.
Anyway, I'm just saying, this kid could be a 300 consistent hitter through his whole career and really help the Giants further. Don't know if you want to risk him running back. Maybe that's why the chase is on for Utley for at least this year.
Utley wants a guarantee that he's going to start long term, including the next year, and the Giants are not going to. They're not going to promise that. Like,
panic's the start next year.
Your guys panic.
I'm cool with sitting panic this year because the back is a tricky thing.
Yeah.
If you don't,
and it's not bad. Yeah, you don't.
Right, but if you don't treat it right, it could be something that lingers his whole career.
Yeah.
You don't want that for a stud like him at second base. So I'm fine with Utley this year. Let him sign with someone else next year.
I don't want to give up too much to do this. You know what I mean? And that's what worries.
For
that's
just a big very short-term solution, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
He's not even, on the level of some of the other guys that we've done this for in the past, right? Like, at least at this point in his career. Like, right.
So, remember the 2011 Beltran?
Well, Beltran, but he was,
he had problems with the wrist.
He was a solid player at the time, and he got hurt. Like, it's always, you never know what's going to happen, right? And to give up a bunch of stuff for a rental is always a scary thing. I do think that the Giants are, currently a better team than the Dodgers. So even with panic out, I still think we're a better team than the Dodgers. I just feel like we just are going through a really tough stretch of games. And then on the other end of that, we should be able to close the gap.
Right.
So do we need to, freak out right now and do something?
No.
Probably not, right?
That was the thing of watching, too. Even, watching the Giants get swept in Chicago, that sucked. But then it was also watching the Dodgers get swept by
the Pirates. Yeah, they got swept by the Pirates.
The
Pirates.
Dodgers do not want to win the West. I mean, they do. But,
they
do.
But they're not.
They're not running away with it. And they should be. They have $100 million more than everyone. You should be up 15 games by now, and you're up 2.5.
Elephant in room, we were talking about this earlier today.
Is it 2.5 still? It might be less now.
Yeah. But
Dodgers won tonight.
It is 2015. Bonnie and Clyde, Back to the Future 2, predicted the Cubs win the World Series this year. So can we really...
I wouldn't even be mad about it.
Can we really worry about this year? I mean, it's already predicted that the Cubs are going to win this year. So,
yeah.
And I never doubt Marty McFly.
It's an odd year. So it's
a rule I have.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
This is an odd year. But whatever, I think we can.
Yeah.
This is a better Giants team than I think last year's Giants team.
Offensively, yes.
They just snuck in last year.
I think this team is better than last year's team, and it certainly is better than the other two odd year teams.
Yeah.
The two odd year teams,
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The question is, what's going to happen down the stretch? I mean, the Giants are 2.5 games back of the Dodgers right now. They have 7 games left against the Dodgers. And I think that, of course, they can still get the wild card, which we don't want them to get if they can win the West.
I don't want to go into Chicago and have to play the Cubs.
We don't want
to
do that, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to do that. Or Pittsburgh.
Or Pittsburgh.
You know what's fucking nuts about this whole thing, though? The Cubs are 7.5 games back in their division.
Because
Cardinals are on a different... I don't know what's up with the
Cardinals.
They're on another level.
Allie and I bonded with Cubs fans over... We sat in the bleachers at Wrigley on Friday and had the best time. Even when there's a lot of shit talking going on towards us because we were in Giants gear and they were making fun of us, but they were still so nice about it. They were delightful, and we all bonded.
Nice Midwestern baseball.
Yeah, Allie and I were but we can all at least agree that the Cardinals are fucking annoying, right? And they were we fucking hate the Cardinals.
That's the deal. It's for us, it's as long as when we're not in it, as long as the Cardinals beat the Dodgers, right? And the Cubs have to feel the same way. It's Giants over the Cardinals every day of the week. So,
I think if you're a Cubs fan, you can't be worried about winning and losing.
Yeah.
I think you have to be look,
you
man,
just
I just like
it.
Coming out of the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Their little song
I'm just glad to be out of the house.
And play when they win was it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life to hear. They were great fans over here. They were up every 0-2 count, every 3-2 count. They were on their feet. Every dumb pop out, every strikeout, every ground out RBI. I mean, those fans were so into it the whole game. It was just hard to be mad at them. They were incredible baseball fans.
We all remember 03 and what happened there. I mean, those if you're not a Cubs fan, you had to be a little heartbroken about what happened to them back then. So.
I felt real bad.
And as one Justin Karp said, if the Cubs actually do win the World Series, it might be the end of the world.
I also was always a guy who liked Alou, too, so I was kind of rooting for him. You know?
He would have caught that, I think.
Yeah.
Bartman, if you're listening, Alou would have caught that.
He wasn't
going to
miss that.
Yeah.
Poor Bartman.
The piss hands.
That's a thing. He peed on his hands to toughen them up.
Yep.
For hitting.
Now his voice is Alou.
You
gotta do what you gotta do.
He peed on
his
hands.
Man, the guy was committed.
Yep.
I don't want to live in a world where piss hands is a thing.
Yep.
It's still legal. It's still natural.
Look, you can't take steroids, but you can piss on your hands. You gotta do what you
can. You can pee on yourself. That's cool.
Totally within the rules.
It's still legal. I agree. What you gotta do.
I'm curious about one thing, though. What is the stadium like? Does it feel old and shit? Like, does it go to the bathroom and it's just like, these facilities
need
a little work?
Is it that Wrigley?
But I mean, like, it's awesome, right? Like,
it was, yeah. We went to 3 games. The first day we sat in the bleachers, and that's obviously, they just redid those.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And they have a whole,
and that's like right in front of where people are like sitting on like the rooftops.
You have to go in a special gate to go to the bleachers. Like, it's very separate. You have to have a wristband to buy alcohol in the bleachers. Like,
take a train with your buddy.
No, it was very organized.
One of you guys should have tried to fall over and see
it
if
was
you
very out. Organized, which I appreciated. The
Wooden Baker or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The second day we sat in like the lower deck in like the 200 level. Wrigley was very odd to me because the lower deck is like very like wide. It goes back really far. There's like probably 100 rows going back, where AT&T is what, like 35?
Yeah, there's not that many. Yeah.
But their upper deck is like straight up. So the second day we sat in the lower deck and we had a pole in our way. Because that's just, and I really didn't feel like I was watching a baseball game in the 20s.
They put girders in your view.
Yeah, there was a pool. There, like, the scaffolding was everywhere.
At one point,
like,
there wasn't even fucking stands. People were just like behind a rope.
Yeah.
This was like big technology. Like,
that was
at the
pretty
time.
Cool to watch, like, to watch from that level, and just, I really did feel like I was watching a game in the 20s. But then the last day we sat in the upper deck, like almost in the last row, and I just walking to our seats, I was straight like just super vertigo. I almost fainted when we got to the top because the upper deck is just straight up at Wrigley.
Really?
There is no, the lower deck, yeah, it's very wide and spread out, and the upper deck is just straight up. Like, and Allie and I got to the top, and we were like, I'm not even drunk, and I can't even walk up these steps. Like, I thought I was going to faint, and so we just spent the rest of the day walking around. They have really good areas where you can stop and stand and watch the game.
That's good.
So we stopped behind home plate and just watched the game with a bunch of
because they usually have, like, celebrities doing the 7th inning stretch.
Will Ferrell's or
CM Punk's?
No, they had the guy who does the play-by-play for the Blackhawks. Did it one day.
Yeah, we all know his name.
Yeah.
Joe Blackhawk. That guy.
You know we love hockey here.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was like old, very old classic Chicago.
Chicago
sports figures. Yeah, so like I didn't recognize them.
Well, see, but that makes sense. Like if you know, if it was here and you had like, you know, like the announcer for like the A's in the 70s, like a bunch of people would freak out, right?
Yeah.
Like
that, Bill King came back from the dead.
People would freak out because Bill King is dead. Yes.
Because it's literally a zombie singing the 7th inning
stretch. But I mean, that makes sense in Chicago to have like. Yeah.
And they did a great job, and we noticed that in Milwaukee, the 3 games at Wrigley, and then at US Cellular for the White Sox. They always had like the 4th inning. They would bring out like a veteran, and just like have everyone just like applaud them. And the guy at the White Sox was like a World War II veteran, like in his little wheelchair, and just like. So everyone like gave him a standing ovation, and he just started crying. Like, it was, I couldn't. But they did it at every single game we went to when we were back there. So it was very sweet. It was really
cool.
That sounds
classy.
Just, like, yeah, it
much
was,
less like, you know, remember the guy who came out for the first pitch and then he lobbed the grenade and like crawled on the ground and all that shit? That's like a not classy way. Does anybody remember this? This is like the playoffs or something, right? Yeah.
Oh, hold on. You're talking about Giants, Barry Zito?
It was the Giants, but he.
Oh, no.
It was at that it was at the Nationals Park, right? This was last year.
Was like one of the first no, I know which one I was like.
So it was a guy here to throw the first pitch, and he pretended the baseball was a grenade, and then he like crawled on the ground.
I don't remember
and then, like,
that.
Threw it. Yeah,
because I remember 2012.
That's
the
worst
Zito
way to
do it.
That was the White Sox are doing it, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that.
It was. They did it at the Brewers, all three Cubs games. So it must just be maybe like a Midwest
thing.
Yeah. But it was so sweet. The little old man at the White Sox, like,
well,
just Allie and I just looked at each other. We were both like trying not to cry because he started to cry. Like, he was like in his oh my gosh.
How serious though?
Bless my heart.
Baseball talk. How serious are the Cubs? Like, are they legit?
They seem pretty legit.
Are they legit?
They're like Kyle Schwarber is.
Yeah, Schwarber.
Fucking amazing. Plus his warm-up song is No Diggity, his walk-up song. Like,
hold up, but is
it
No Doubt?
It.
I want to know if there's No Doubt.
You can't stop. No, one of them, gosh, no and I can't remember the other one. No I think it's Rizzo in his third at bat. His thing is
good,
Bad
though.
Blood by Taylor Swift. Like, literally, I was. We had a great dance party to every Cubs walk-up song.
Bad Blood, really?
Our buddy
so
does.
No, like,
my daughter's going to the Taylor Swift concert tomorrow night.
All my friends are going this weekend.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is like.
Levi's tonight, right?
Huh? Yeah. Levi's tonight, right?
I don't like her as a person, but like,
yeah,
what dance?
I just see like a bunch of Instagrams like,
tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's at Levi's tonight. Way to fuck up the field, Taylor Swift.
We have enough field.
I know we have enough field. Yeah, exactly. Like, Taylor Swift.
That's
no,
a
Schwarber
fucking
walks up to No Diggity. And it makes my heart sick.
All right, let's talk about tonight's game. Because we haven't
Wait,
even
what?
Got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
tonight's
won.
Game,
yeah.
We won. Two in a row now over the Nats, beating the two top pitchers on their team as well. And by the way, like Scherzer has been this year like insane.
Yeah, didn't he have like 2 1-hitters back-to-back? And then
he had a no-hitter. And
a lot
then he
of
had like almost
surprised.
Another no-hitter.
Yeah, and they poured chocolate on him, which was the weirdest
well,
shit I've ever
yeah,
seen.
The whole
I
chocolate
love
thing,
Max Scherzer.
You know, the whole thing with Strasburg is a lot of people were surprised that Vogelsong beat Strasburg last night. Okay, he didn't actually beat him, but he was
again,
the winning pitcher.
Maximum effort as best as he could do.
Exactly. But I don't think people realize that the name of Strasburg it comes with much more weight than what his stats actually bore out this year. Vogelsong actually has better stats than Strasburg, and they were much better going into last night's start. So I think people need to realize that Strasburg is actually struggling this year.
Yeah.
Now, tonight, with Kaylee, the 5.59 ERA against Scherzer, who's had like almost 6 no hitters this
like
year.
Negative 5 ERA.
I think he's actually never given up a base hit in his entire life.
And to see the Giants, and Willie, you said this earlier tonight, for some reason, be it playoffs or regular season, the Giants seem to do well against aces.
Yep.
And they get
yeah, give us your aces, we'll fuck them up.
By
okay.
like Omar Despondes of the
yeah.
world.
Give us your guy with a 9.5 ERA.
I mean, a consistency.
We'll
no,
never get
I mean, they can get dominated from every night, you know, night to night. Or but consistently, they put up good at bats. They have an idea against a pitcher. Yeah, they can get dominated because talent is talent. But they're professional hitters.
Yeah.
You know, from Blanco to.
But I just
know,
don't understand why they suck against bad pitchers. Like, what is?
Yo,
is it a focus?
Is that? What is?
No, but is it like a focus? Like, are they like just more focused when
it's
they feel like they have an uphill battle? I don't know.
Maybe. To watch them against their, like Despondes, like
yeah,
for the Padres,
like, is like perfect.
Yeah.
It's like
this last start against him was the first time they've like gotten any runs against him in 2 years. I was like,
yeah,
he's literally not,
not that
good. Pitcher.
He's literally
yeah.
a shitty pitcher in the MLB.
But I mean,
somehow,
if, you,
like,
I mean like, if you've been a Batman fan watching since 2010, you've seen the Giants' ups and downs, struggles. They're a very streaky team.
Okay?
Huh? I have another.
Very good service.
Yeah, bourbon, full of.
Yeah. I'm good, thanks.
And I have my tab with Gregory.
Yeah, Gregory.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love her. She's here.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time. She's so nice.
We get
I
this
mean,
off in the podcast, in the bonus.
Yes. No, but it's weird. It's a weird
It is a weird. I mean, they've been really streaky this year.
Yeah.
Really streaky. But all I'm saying is that they'll get dominated sometimes, but they're at least knowledgeable hitters enough. And
yeah.
they go over the game plan. May not work all the time.
Well, I don't even know. Like, so where are the Giants? Like, at one point they were the second best offense in the National League, right?
Yeah.
Are they still like?
They're definitely still.
I mean,
up
so
there.
As of it's Monday, they still have the second best batting average in the National League behind the Rockies, which doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
Also, is it weird? Like Ali and I were talking about how weird it is to suddenly watch a Giants team that's great offensively and struggles with pitching.
That is very
like,
yes. That is 180
this is
from the previous year.
A team I know.
It brings me back to like 2002 and like those teams when we had like Bonds and Kent and
yeah,
all that shit. Thank you.
I mean, but
all right,
you
so here we go. Second in batting average to the Tigers.
Well, that's MLB.
Better bat. Yeah, this is MLB.
So they're
better
than the Rockies.
Better than
the
Royals. The
Tigers are not.
Better than the Rockies.
Oh, they are better than the Rockies now.
But the,
I mean,
yeah.
Here we,
that's
like,
crazy.
This is my first time here with talking baseball with you guys, but I'm assuming you guys are very knowledgeable, past and present guys. We're 2.5 behind the Dodgers, mid-August, headed into September. We know what's coming. We know what's going now.
Yeah.
Giants, Dodgers for the NLL.
Yes.
Oh no, it's gonna happen.
Seven games left.
Yes, yeah. 7 games left with them. We do pretty well head to head with
which
them.
Which is basically the dream every summer. Like
I mean,
I want it to be Giants, Dodgers.
We all know what it was like pre-2010.
So this
about
is the only
being happy about an NOS division title.
Yeah, and that's it.
This is the only number I think that really matters though. So runs scored, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and then us.
And then
as far as the National League goes, all the—I mean—the American League obviously scores more runs because it doesn't.
Well, I mean,
and
also the Blue Jays are like insane.
Yeah. Giants have an innate ability though for players to step up. Blanco may be stepping up and say, "Hey, this leadoff spot's mine." Pagan is not going to be good again until next year. Or
well, he so he's hurt. If he goes on the disabledness and actually heals and comes back healthy.
Yeah,
I think he's
Evans
still
again this morning said on the network he might not be 100% until next season.
Yeah,
Pagan is fighting through injury.
His contract is up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is last year.
Blanco is a professional hitter. He's been clutch for us for the past 3 years. He may be like, this is my time. I'm going to fucking take over this
league. Probably. I mean, I mentioned this to Chad, though. It's like everyone's clamoring for Blanco, who last year in the World Series, they were clamoring for anybody but Blanco. Like, it's just the nature of baseball. Like, people get hot, people get cold.
Yeah.
Blanco was, like, sitting 200 for the entire playoffs.
The last game that I worked, though, like, we were interviewing Pence in the clubhouse, and it was their last homestand. It was the last game, and I honestly can't even remember who they beat. And it was right before they went on this really tough road trip. And we talked to Pence, and PV had pitched great that day, and Posey had had a couple hits, and like Pence had a couple hits, and Pence had amazing defensive plays. And at the end of the interview, Pence said, "I need to say something. Like, I think that, honestly, I think that Blanco is a guy who does not ever get enough credit because he plays whenever he's asked, and that's not every day. He bunts people over, he gets a sack fly, he plays an incredible defense." Like, and this is straight from Pence. Pence said the most unsung hero on this Giants team is Gregor Blanco.
And he's been here for a long ass time now, too. Like,
and watching Blanco, I never understand why people are so hard on Blanco. Like, this is a guy who just shows up and plays baseball every
and he's,
day.
And he's never like, been like, I mean, he's our starter when, like, other people go down.
Yeah.
But he's
absolutely
always been, like,
and
the fourth outfielder.
He fills a role. He's never.
What do we need to, yeah, what
never,
are we expecting from him? You know?
He's the one who come off the bench, and, okay, maybe the first game he comes off the bench, he may be a little cold.
But
he's
going to
give you three
amazing defense.
He's going to get pitches out of pitchers. He puts up great at bats. Even when he's cold, he puts up great at bats. You know, he's a great on base defense.
That Sunday game in Chicago. In the ninth inning when the Giants had, the bases loaded and nobody out and they were down 2-0. And, like, Blanco was the third out of that inning, but he had the best at bat by far. It was Hector Sanchez swinging at everything.
Flailing at three straight.
Near him.
Three straight curveballs in the dirt.
That was atrocious. Susak is rehabbing in Sacramento tomorrow. And then
actually had a home run tonight, I think.
Yeah, in San Jose.
We're going to Sacramento tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't even, like,
She's going to
Sacramento.
I got a friend's birthday. Can't go. Sorry, Justin.
By the grace of God,
Justin
we get Carp,
sorry.
Back.
But we
Hector
can't
Sanchez
even let Posey
so nice,
play first right now. It sucks. Because we can't put Hector Sanchez. Like, because Hector Sanchez.
Another. Okay, so Hector
Sanchez is so.
But let's say a name.
But even the Pagan at bat in that Sunday game was not. Like, he battled a little, but, like, you can tell the minute he has a strike call go against him, at this point, he's so
angry.
Frustrated.
Yeah,
and he's going to swing it. Like, Blanco, I mean, it sucks that he was the third out.
But he's just
frustrated.
But
he battled better than anybody else. Yeah.
Pagan hasn't been like that historically. He's just really frustrated this year.
And it may be the injury.
For good reason.
It's not 100%
he can't do what he thinks he's capable of doing.
I think people are taking the wrong approach to Pagan. I think he's more frustrated because he's hurt and he can't really help the way he can.
But he needed to go on the DL.
Yes.
It was hurting the team to throw him out there every game.
But let's give some love to everyone in San Francisco knows him. Hopefully nationally they're taking those. Where would this team be without the Duff man?
Duffy? Yeah.
Duffy.
So Duffy tonight goes 3-for-3 with a walk and a sack fly. Triple short of the cycle.
Why is he not getting more love for rookie of the year?
Well, I think he has to win because while people might not be talking about it. Yeah, but fucking Josh, what's his fuck? Peterson. Jock? Is that how you say it?
No, Jock Peterson is not going to win rookie.
There's no way he's going to win. He's hitting like 200.
I think Chris Bryant is going to run away with that.
You think so?
I don't think he's going to win.
His numbers aren't as good.
I don't think he should. But he hits more home runs, and so he has more RBIs. Duffy is batting 50 points higher.
That's the thing. 50 points
like a lot.
Higher.
Yeah. Chris Bryant is like
higher.
Getting 2.
Slugging is higher.
Yeah. Like, do you think the writers are really going to ignore that? Like, I don't think so.
I mean, I think what's helping, what might help Duffy is now showing up in the second spot because there's a big difference between hitting number 2 and number 3.
Yeah.
And he's excelling at both
3 people want home runs.
His overall WAR is almost a full point higher than Chris Bryant's.
Yeah.
And I know WAR is not an official stat or whatever, but.
And it is.
Well, the writers pay
with these, all these
writers pay attention.
It's how you finish. I mean, in 2012,
if
when both won MVP, it was
playoffs,
how we finish.
Yeah. And if the Giants make the playoffs and the Dodgers don't, then you know Peterson's out, and then it becomes down to just the numbers.
I mean, I feel like Peterson is out now.
Peterson's out now.
I love Jock Peterson. Like. One of the nicest people. Like,
Palo Alto kid.
Yeah, he's a local kid.
He's
the sweetest kid.
He's
a Dodger, so that sucks.
Is
but
a problem.
That is a good baseball player.
Sure.
But Chris Bryant is a lot flashier. I mean, who knew who Matt Duffy was in March? Nobody. And all MLB was talking about in April was, were the Cubs going to start with Chris Bryant because if they were going to lose contract things on him?
But hold on, writers like stories.
Yeah,
writers like stories.
And that
may be
Duffy's
story.
It's how they finish. Again, I think what won Posey Rookie of the Year and MVP 2010 because how he
for him to come in and do what he did with that Giants.
Exactly,
like, that was the story.
And didn't even start until mid May.
Yeah, remember Rookie of the Year 2010? All the talk was Hayward all the way through, but it was how they finished. Posey finished stronger,
and, of course,
and he got the Rookie of the Year. I think
that was a great story.
I think that's Duffy's.
In my opinion.
Best story. All right, so another story of tonight was Matt Cain, obviously, and this wasn't a good story, but it's okay because we ended up actually getting the win. However, it was a weird mental lapse from Bochy that you don't often see, but I think this was Bochy protecting his guy, like trying to like do something for his guy, which he's always been known to do.
Cain is,
but he went a little too far.
Has some credit.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to give him some credit. Like,
he's a perfect game. He's got he's got credentials.
He has some.
But we know where he's at now. But I think this is Bochy trying to like force Matt Cain to walk away with a win on his like, stats. Again, we're gonna get him out of this fifth inning,
and that's not necessarily a bad thing on Bochy's part. I mean, that's what builds your credibility with players. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Cain, I mean, Bochy already has credibility. I feel like in this situation, I think could have saved Cain by just taking him out there, like because now Cain goes back and feels like. Ah, shit, you know, I gave up the fucking home run that got, you know. And sure, maybe he was thinking, okay, a home run here doesn't actually tie the game, so it's not the worst thing that could happen. So let's go ahead and just, like, go at this guy rather than walk him and then the potential tying runs at the plate, right? But, like you were saying, we were talking earlier, like, this is like the equivalent of, like, when Barry Bonds was coming up in, like, you know, the early 2000s, like, what this kid is doing right now.
Bryce Harper is clearly the MVP right now of the National League.
But he's, like, that scary of a hitter.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a
situation to walk...
I can't say he's clearly the MVP. I love, like, like a good Andrew McCutchen? Like what? Well, yeah. Winning.
If you have a situation
Bryce
on that caliber, though,
he's okay. Right now yeah, he's winning the MVP.
No, right now he's MVP.
He's on. He is like.
I know. But I'm just saying. A month really ago it could change, but right now.
No, yeah, he's, I agree.
He's
MVP. I agree.
Right now he's the scariest at bat in baseball.
So, if you scripted a situation in which. What is the most likely time you would walk the impending MVP?
Yeah.
It would be with a four-run lead.
And an open first
and runners on second and third
and two
with
outs.
Two outs. Not only that, your pitcher's
a
right-hander.
And a righty coming
up. He's a lefty.
Righty
and the next guy is a righty.
Okay, but okay? Okay, but Bochy's still...
I'm sorry.
Bochy's still a little old school.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'd ever, ever, ever put the time run up to play.
No, I think that's the thing. Yeah, and
he's never going to do that. He's never going to do that.
That's I think the thing that saves this decision from being like a completely stupid decision is that one fact. Because when you look at it, you think, okay, well, we're trying to just win a baseball game. A home run doesn't put the other team ahead or tie. So. You take your chance, you roll the dice there. However, they should have pitched at least around him.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I
instead of throwing
that.
A fastball in the inside
in.
Part of the plate. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Bochy is very much. And this is why guys want to play for him. This is why they have that incredible chemistry. I was.
Because he puts their picture on his desk and then
literally, he has one picture in a frame for every single guy.
Yeah.
Every day that they start, he puts it on his desk and then turns.
Yeah.
But I was covering the game Giants A's a month ago where Tim Hudson was like going for beating the A's
on my
and
paper.
It would be his last. He hadn't beat the A's. That was the only other team
oh, yeah,
he hadn't beat. And so
yeah.
Boach, like, and it was a grind to get Hudson
yeah.
through five innings. And we kept debating in the press box, like, do for the good of the team, do you take Hudson out or do you let him go for this thing? And Boach. He loves his guys, and he's always going to be the manager who lets his guys go for that. And, like, and Hudson rises. I mean, these guys are going to rise to the occasion. They love playing for a manager like that.
If you look like...
And so
okay.
then he got the win, but it was scary,
no, it
but Bochy wanted that for him.
Yeah. We don't understand that necessarily, because all we think is, oh, we're trying to win this game. But there's dynamics that go on in between these guys. They work together.
Yeah. Again.
And it means something to them.
Bochy just... He was a ball player, he was a grinder, he was a bench player, he was a backup catcher. He grinds with his players and he knows what it means to, like, okay, this might be the deciding factor, we might lose the West by one game, but I'm not going to sell out my players.
Yeah.
All right, Kane,
he would never sell them out.
And you think about what Kane's given to this team. Like,
exactly.
He's the guy you want to protect.
And Kane is still a work in progress. I mean, I still think he can get back to it.
Oh, he'll be Kane again.
He'll be Kane again. But
his start tonight was so good
yes.
until that groove pitch
yeah.
to Harper. It was like,
yeah.
oh, no.
It could have been so much different.
Yeah.
But people like
that's
on like Twitter and the Reddit were like, Kane is like now worse than Lincecum.
No.
And it's like, what are you talking about? Like,
and then
he's still throwing hard.
And still, like, people who hate on, okay, there's those fans who started watching after 2010.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Right? You don't know the effort that these guys put in.
Yeah.
People were hating on Posey after the 2012 World Series because
yeah.
he hit under 200.
No,
you don't understand.
2014 when he was hitting like 200.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't understand how.
Okay.
All right.
You literally never get to say anything bad about
exactly.
Gerald Posey
yeah,
forever.
Absolutely.
Like, that is it.
You have to take awesome defense, offensive, and yes, you have to prove to your
and
guys.
And the guy who caught an 18-inning game, like,
exactly.
gets a little leeway when it comes to, yeah.
And Bell,
he's
yeah.
leading the league this year in runners, like, percentage of, like,
yeah. Well, Posey,
caught
yeah.
stealing.
So if
like,
Bryce Harper wasn't having the year he's having, people might be talking about Posey as an MVP this year.
And they should
year.
Be
like,
talking to him.
He should be in
the conversation. He'll
should
vote.
Absolutely. I haven't watched ESPN in years because ESPN. Because
it sucks.
But, yeah. But still, I mean, he better be in the conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
He's like what third in
yeah.
In the eyes, he's
again
yeah.
an incredible second half, an incredible
yeah.
year.
It's, I mean, it speaks volumes that he's batting like almost .330, and nobody talks about it because
yeah.
that's just
that's what you expect him to do. Yeah.
He's
that's
leading.
What he's supposed to do.
I think he's leading the whole league in like two out RBIs.
Oh, he's hitting like 400 with runners.
Yeah, something insane.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
what in the world? world. This is great. And like, but nobody talks about it because it's like, oh, that's just
Posey. Well, it was like, funny because like there's a streak where it was like every day he was like 3 for 4.
Yeah.
And it was like, so what Posey? Oh, 3 for 4. Okay, cool.
Yeah, but that's
normal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Why suppose he had a Posey day.
What the hell? Yeah. What's wrong with him?
So, I mean, at the end of the day today, we're looking, we're 2.5 behind the Dodgers. Where it's going to be another fun September. I mean, yeah. It's 2015.
But the fact is now we're competing with some of the best teams in baseball. Yes. We still got a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a grind. But we are saying, like, if you can do this stretch and then be essentially like 500 or slightly or like somewhere
that's
around that,
that's all you want right
then
now.
We're going to be fine moving into that last.
I mean, all you want is to go ahead and hit it with the Dodgers.
Yeah. And 7 more games with the Dodgers.
Exactly.
We've proven
let the chips fall where they may.
I
mean, I'm of those. I like win or lose is never dull when we go against the Dodgers.
No.
It's just us mano a mano. Let's see who has a voice.
And there's been a lot. So right now you can kind of really tell the makeup of your team and like. You know, guys like, Casilla, who has been in the past a pretty reliable reliever for a long time. His stats have been amazing. This year he's been a little bit of a struggle, but Bochy tonight went to the closer by committee. Like, he's, like, taking into account what he's supposed to be doing. Romo pitches the first
two
out.
Batters.
Or the
two,
first
yeah.
two, yeah. And then we bring in a lefty just for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
And Casilla's in the bullpen. He stays in the bullpen. He doesn't even come in. And so Bochy, like, he's managing it like, no, we're trying to win.
I mean, I think we saw in last year, 2014. I mean, 2010 was a miracle. 2012 was the best fundamental team I've ever seen. But in 2014 was Bumgarner all the way. But at all of it, there was strong fundamentals and there were strong, you know, pitchers by committee. There was guys did their job.
Yeah, well, Bochy outmanages every pitch.
Exactly.
I hope the Dodgers sign Mattingly to like a 50
yeah, like a 10 year.
I want him to manage.
Keep it forever. Like, Bochy will destroy Mattingly.
Yeah. Every day.
It's not keep making these, like, moves, and then I just wonder, like, so Mattingly's still there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then
you
whatever.
Guys just extended Mattingly's contract last year.
If the
manager
switched positions, I mean, the Dodgers would win by 20 games.
They'd be, like, 10
yes,
games ahead of us right now. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely they would.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
All right, so Giants now tomorrow. Who's starting tomorrow? Do we know? Don't have this in front of me.
Don't have
looking it up.
Bumgarner on Sunday.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay.
Heston, so it's got to be.
All right, so tomorrow is Peavy.
It's got to be Peavy.
Got to be Peavy.
Peavy versus another quality starter, Gio Gonzalez.
Gio Gonzalez.
So, like, their rotation
is out
to like,
my ace friend, Gio.
This is why everyone thought the Nationals were going to run away
well,
with that
Nationals,
division. And I also
always win the World Series.
Like, 2 games above 500 right
they're
now?
One game
I love
one
that
game.
The
one
Mets
game.
The Mets are full-on trolling
yeah.
everyone in NL East, yeah. and I love it.
So the Nationals lead
love
the
it.
League in
anyone else
championship
feel bad for Matt Williams? I feel bad for Matt Williams.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Matt Williams. I love Matt Williams. I will always feel bad for him.
I love him too.
You know what though? He might be a guy with a ring if he left in Zimmerman.
Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier. Like, at the minute he took him out, we're like, oh god, the Giants are gonna win this game.
Yeah.
They're gonna win.
Like he might have a ring if he did one thing different.
Wait,
always come back to the orange or black Williams. Always come back.
We have to feel like Sunday's
tire number 9.
We have to feel like Sunday's almost the lock though, because it is their like their worst.
That's what they thought tonight and last night. So.
So I think tomorrow, though, is an incredibly important game because if we win tomorrow, then a sweep is super likely.
Yeah, a super
like,
sweep is
and I don't,
yeah. fantastic.
And we
I don't,
just got super swept, so let's
yeah,
super sweep.
I don't know yeah. if anyone takes anything like a big game more seriously than, like, apart from Bumgarner,
yeah.
than Peavy. Like,
yeah. Oh, no.
That last game at home before
PB's
this really tough
full,
road
yeah.
trip, Peavy just kept
oh.
saying, like, post game, we talked to him and he was like, I knew that this road trip was gonna, like, whatever happens upcoming, it was gonna be tough, but like, we needed to win today, we needed to win. And I put that on myself and thought, we are going to win today, and if we lose, it is not gonna be because of my performance.
It was so funny to watch.
All right.
Today, I was down in BP and they were doing their stretches, and all the pitchers were together, and like, through the PA system, life in the fast lane, right?
He goes forever.
And Peavy goes ape shit over that. And he just stopped and he goes, fucking turn that shit up. This is my song, motherfuckers. Like, he was
hey,
just going
he's
off.
Honestly one of my
and
favorites
like,
in that club.
If the Eagles play, you need to get hyped. That's all
oh
I'm saying.
Oh my God.
You need to get hyped.
Funniest thing. I was like, okay, so that's what he listens to before he pitches.
Like, it's so funny to watch him on the mound because he's, you know, he screams at himself and he's so fired up. But then he's the nicest person in the world, like, during interviews. But he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and I think it was a blessing in disguise. Like, he's older. I don't think he can go a full season, but the fact that he was injured the first half.
Yeah, he's like fresh.
He's
now.
Been great yeah. since yeah. the All-Star
Absolutely.
Break. Like,
3.07.
This is the
PB
that we
since
want.
The DL.
Down
I mean,
the
that's yeah.
and no one competes
that's,
harder than
that's
PB.
That's the smart, and I put Bogey in the same category. These guys. They're veterans. They know, okay, they can't go 6-7 innings, but they're going to show a toughness and a just an old-fashioned bulldog. They're going to go and put everything out on the line and show, hey, I may not have the arm I had when I was 20 years old, but I know how to pitch, and I'm going to put everything I have on the line. You guys better be putting the same effort. You guys are 20 years old. Put in the same effort, and the Giants, I think, have that under Bochy. They have that mentality. So
they
I think that's why they stay.
Love each other.
Yes, exactly.
They
so
really
I think,
do.
I mean, everywhere you look, there's a heart.
Oh,
a hand
man.
To hold on to. Boom, I dropped that.
There you go. It happened.
Mic drop, bye.
It happened.
Boom.
I think that's a pretty good note to go out on, honestly. So watch the full house, full clubhouse if you haven't seen it yet. That's like now the new. Like, it's been
my
like
favorite.
The best
every
yeah.
time I watch it, I have.
Our only complaint is that Comet wasn't in it. There's like a million dogs in this city. People walking dogs all over the place. They couldn't get like a golden retriever to be in.
No, they should have had Matt Duffy's cat.
Yes.
Oh my God! They filmed that
yeah. before Skeeter was big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know
died.
Matt McKee, SG Productions. I think he's the one who put that together.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bat Matt. I think he's the one who put that together.
Where was the cat?
Now, next
cat.
Time I want a cat.
Yeah. I want a
goddamn
really
cat.
Obese cat.
Yeah.
Not
well,
like
thanks,
a regular cat.
Thanks, Juan, for joining us.
It's a pleasure, guys.
Jen. As usual, we
smartest person in the room.
Missed you guys.
Yeah, what the fuck.
So bad.
We did a bonus episode.
No more road
trips. 3 weeks ago.
No more Midwest road trips with Jen.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jenless bonus
Chicago
is not a bonus episode.
Allie doesn't do good.
Don't tell me what to do. I will not stay out of Chicago.
Shout out to it's Allie Duh for.
Ali in Vegas. I think she's sitting up Vegas.
She's in Vegas.
Duh.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas. I roll her now.
And Ben Lee and Eric Nathanson not with us. Your bestie, Eric. Yeah.
Eric!
He died. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
he's not with us anymore.
Wow.
Eric, love you.
Love you, Eric. You're still alive.
You're still alive.
And, of course, Chad. And my name is Willie Dills. And that's it. Boom.
Bye.
Yeah.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.